Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In NFL news, Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson has apologized after receiving backlash for sharing anti-Semitic posts on social media over the weekend. Jackson initially posted a screenshot of a quote widely attributed to Adolf Hitler, saying in part, quote, "Jews will blackmail America," end quote. In a video on Instagram Tuesday, he said the post was, quote, "definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community," end quote. He added that he, quote, "probably never should have posted anything Hitler did because Hitler was a bad person," end quote. In the NBA, Wizards leading scorer Bradley Beal and Nets guard Spencer Dinwiddie won't take part in the restart of the season. Beal is out because of a right rotator cuff injury, and Dinwiddie says he is still testing positive for COVID-19. Washington, Orlando, and Brooklyn are the three teams left in the race for the final two Eastern Conference playoff spots. And meanwhile, New York Liberty guard Asia Durr will miss the upcoming WNBA season after testing positive for COVID-19 on June 8th. The former Louisville star says she still hasn't fully recovered. In MLB news, Yankees pitcher Gerrit Cole learned the hard way about one of baseball's new coronavirus safety protocols last night during an intra-squad game at Yankee Stadium. Cole was forced to give up the ball after striking out leadoff man Mike Tauchman. Cole grumbled that he liked that particular ball, but new rules say he can't reuse a ball once it's been touched by other players. Gary Sanchez whipped the ball around the infield afterwards, a customary ritual that's also frowned upon in MLB's 2020 operations manual. Looking ahead in baseball, though, while MLB has not yet released next season's schedule, a person familiar with the situation says the Mets will host the Yankees on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 in 2021. The game at Citi Field is sure to be full of emotion for a city that's also reported over 18,000 confirmed coronavirus deaths. I'm Jesse King.